Jeremiah chapter 44. Russia was supposed to take control of Ukraine in a couple of days. Months have passed and the war continues. We too are engaged in a spiritual warfare, and one of the enemy's tactics is to demoralize us. Temptation is not his strongest weapon. Despair is. To such an extent had come the spiritual blindness of the Jews who had remained in the land, that they not only once again rejected the call to repentance, they went so far as to say, "We had a good life then when we were worshiping other gods, lots of food, raising standards of living, and no bad luck. But the moment we quit sacrificing to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out offerings to her, everything fell apart. We've had nothing but starvation ever since. We have heard this many times from new Christians. How many times have we experienced that the more we want to do the right thing, the worse it seems we are? The road is narrow, and the enemy wants to demoralize us. He wants us to believe that it is not worth being honest because the most dishonest people end up being the most prosperous. We all know at least one unscrupulous person who seems to be doing very well." As an echo, Paul's word to Timothy reinstates, "Suffer hardship with me like a good soldier of Christ Jesus." Timothy 2:3. Remember, the spiritual battle can only be fought with the sword of the Spirit. In Jesus and with Jesus, we are more than conquerors.